Few street names conjure up a more vivid mental picture than Broadway, New York's mecca for all things theatrical. And for the theatre enthusiast in your life that needs a place to stay in the city, Civilian Hotel, which opened in 2021, is the ideal suggestion. You're listening to Tall Stories, a Monocle production, brought to you by the team behind The Urbanist. I'm Andrew Tuck. In this episode, Paul Logothetis takes us to the theatregoer's dream hotel, tucked away on West 48th Street.
Besides going to the theater for a show, there are few physical locations in New York City where a Broadway fan can bask in the thrill of the live stage. Joe Allen's is your go-to for restaurants, DeLily's Victorian establishment is great for a drink, and the Museum of Broadway provides the history. But for an experience that cuts deeper than a display to provide a blend of all three, the Civilian Hotel is a truly immersive experience that all types of theater fans will savor. The Civilian was a parking lot on 48th Street near 8th Avenue when hotelier Jason Pomerank decided his next project here in Hell's Kitchen should be a gathering spot for the local neighborhood, particularly the theater district. Pomerank wanted his hotel to create community, and he knew exactly who to call to help make it happen. Architect and designer David Rockwell, a Tony Award-winning set designer whose love for the theater runs deep through his family roots. His mother was a vaudeville dancer and choreographer. Rockwell's projects span the globe and touch a variety of forms. His public spaces include the viewing platform at the World Trade Center, top restaurants such as Nobu Dubai in Barcelona, children's hospitals, and standalones at events like Miami's Formula One race and the Oscars. Rockwell's passion is the theater, and Pomerank saw the Civilian as the perfect project for Rockwell to help him project something new.
It's great that design has really evolved to a point where it's so accessible by the masses and so much visual stimulation between your phone and Instagram and whatever. But I think culture is a little harder. So you can always hire design, copy design, you know, create design, but that's not enough. But you have to add the culture component. And I think here, David's connection to the theater really provided that next step that integrated it and made it just not another nice and interesting looking hotel. It had an actual personality, and behind that personality were specific creations of people and artisans and, you know, people who are passionate about this community.
The results of this collaboration are on display immediately upon stepping inside the Civilian and its theater-like entrance, or VOM as they call it in the theater world, where you find yourself navigating a narrow hallway with marquee lighting just like a performer rushing to the stage. Once inside, the curtain lifts on Broadway thanks to the 250 theater mementos spread across the hotel, from sketches to set models, costume pieces to photographs, to artifacts from shows past and present. Rockwell's aim was to provide something unique for all visitors.
It's the details that give it its personality and its edge, and it's an interesting thing in a world where images are available around the world of places that are manufactured to look the same. In this case, there's so much about this theater district that's an outlier and that's eccentric. And we wanted to embrace that, and having many, many theater artists help curate it helped steer us in that direction. And then every decision in the rooms, for instance, there was a chance to go for something that would make your experience just a little bit better, that would make reading from the bed a little bit better, for a unique material for the countertop, the things you touch and feel. In those cases, we tried to lean into what the point of view was, so no decision is arbitrary.
The 27-story, 203-room hotel imagines itself as a place where artists and audiences converge, meant to pay homage to the look and feel of iconic Broadway houses and hangouts, which it certainly does. The ground floor restaurant is populated with black and white pictures that carry you backstage on opening night. These are illuminated by lights where delicately crafted ink drawings have been sketched onto their surface to provide a portrait of New York City's Broadway theaters, with 41 in all. You'll find an analog board displaying a list of shows and which theaters they are playing at before ascending twisting stairs to make an entrance at the cocktail bar, which in itself evokes the theater's back of house. The restaurant's floor-to-ceiling windows glance onto 48th Street and an outdoor patio where large arches constructed from French imported bricks provide a weathered look. Globe-like light fixtures are positioned between the arches to have you reminiscing about great theater spaces, like the Hirschfeld just a couple blocks away. The restaurant's decor includes approximately 20 miniature set models. These are created ahead of the show in the pre-production stage to help set designers outline their vision for the production. The detail and intricacies of these custom miniature models are impressive, from the can-can outfits and lace of a tiny Moulin Rouge production, to a baseball locker from Take Me Out, with its bats and balls and uniforms hanging on tiny little clothes hangers. These 20 or so models might have otherwise sat in a storage locker in Queens, but here are given new life, evoking curiosity and conversation thanks to their natural insight into the craft of theater artistry. The rooftop bar gives off a Ziggy Stardust feel, complemented by 360-degree panoramas of Manhattan, while the elevators feature unique wallpaper inspired by shows like After Midnight and Hamilton. And while industry insiders from crews to actors to creatives decamp for meetings in the secret garden room, celebrities such as Leonardo DiCaprio and Pamela Anderson are also fans of the civilian, with the Blue Room particularly popular. This intimate setting with its rich tone of blue, a color that evokes the theater, also helps to spur conversation. The space surrounds you with mementos from different theater productions, including the Phantom of the Opera's mask, to those red vinyl kinky boots, to the witch's hat in Wicked. The items are swapped out once a year, meaning visitors may see an original cabaret sketch one year, and return to find items from The Lion King another time. There's always something to discuss and or reminisce about. It all strikes a chord to the authenticity of Civilian, with Rockwell clear that leaning into Broadway culture was the key to this project.
Creating a place that includes as many influences as this includes, and trying to start from scratch with creating a place that fits into this rich, amazing, diverse community can't possibly be easy, because every decision matters. Every square inch matters, but it pays off because it's a place that's unique and really authentic to its location. This hotel could not exist in any other location in any other city in the world, and I think that makes it special.
Tall Stories is a Monocle production from the team behind The Urbanist. This episode was written by Paul Logothetis and produced and edited by David Stevens. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast to receive new episodes every week. I'm Edge Tuck. Goodbye, and thank you for listening, City Lovers.